How old are you, my love?
I'm 14.
So you are in what grade?
Grade 9.
Okay, so take me back to what happened to you.
Well, I was riding my bike and these two guys asked for directions. And I was like, okay. So then I started giving them directions and they pulled me through the door.
So you were on your bicycle, right?
Yeah.
Riding in a pretty main road in Hilton.
It's like an off of a main road, but it's normally you're supposed to be safe.
And what time was this?
10 to 5.
10 to 5 in the afternoon. So 10 to 5 in the afternoon, you're on your way home on your bicycle.
Yeah, I was just training, just coming back from training.
And a car pulls up next to you with two guys in it asking you to give directions.
Yeah.
So do you get off your bike?
No, I was still on it, but I wasn't sitting on it. I was just putting my leg down. So, because they didn't seem like bad people. They sounded normal.
And what happened once they grabbed you? What did they do to you?
Well, the guy in the back put a blanket over my head and he like sat on me so I couldn't move. And then they sped off. The guy in the front drove, sped off.
What's going through your head as you're lying on the back seat with someone sitting on you in a blanket over your head?
Well, I was thinking like, oh my gosh. I was like scared because I thought they were going to mug me, but then they actually didn't. They just wanted me.
Why do you think they wanted you?
Well, they didn't want money or anything, so maybe like child trafficking or like witch doctor, like, yeah.
So how did you get out?
Well, I managed to like open the door, but the guy pulled me back in and I managed to hit him in the face and I was like screaming like halfway out the car and people started noticing me and they were like, they started following this car because like I was screaming halfway out. And the guys were like, the guys driving the car, he was like, I think he was thinking that there was no way that they can run away from other drivers.
What were you screaming?
I was like, help me, I'm going to die.
Help me, I'm going to die. Were you absolutely, you know how people, you wonder how you're going to behave in a situation. Were you brave in that situation? Were you panicking? What emotion were you feeling?
Well, I was scared, but like I knew I was going to get out of it because other people were following this car after I managed to open the door.
What's your attitude about driving your bike or riding your bike around Hilton now? I mean, do you fear for your safety? Has it changed the way that you're living your day-to-day?
Well, I can't let it change my routine because I still need to be fit. So I just be more wary and ride with friends more than myself. So
has it rattled you? Do you find yourself being nervous in the evenings? Do you feel yourself, has it impacted your life in a negative way in any way?
Days were very terrifying. Like I always looked behind me, and I always, like even at school, I was worried. I'll always be wary of whoever's around me.
So would you say that that's the lesson that you've taken out of this? That you can't change the way in which you live your life, but to rather live it consciously.
Yeah.
Well, we're so happy that you're okay. And your mum must be absolutely shaken as well.
Yeah, she was quite.
Shame, my love. All right. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, my love. Be well. A couple of days ago, I was actually sent a screen grab of what had happened to your son that was posted onto Facebook. How did you hear that had got himself into a situation?
I got a phone call from a stranger because was in his car and he said, I've just been kidnapped. That's what those were his words. And then he handed the phone over to who I don't even know. And he said, listen, I've got your son in the car. I'm taking him to the police station. He's okay. And that's how I heard.
You must have been absolutely panicked beyond.
I was shattered. I went straight up there. I met and I mean, obviously was there. But it was a huge shock. Totally unexpected. In a small little Midlands town, it's unbelievable, really.
Has this been an isolated case?
It's been handed over to the senior advocate for the NPA, and she can't give me details, but it seems like it's not an isolated case.
How has this changed how you parent? I mean, are you finding yourself going into complete defense mode?
I am, yeah. I am. It's taught us such a good lesson that, you know, you read all this stuff in the media. It's not just in the media. It's actually really, really close to home. It's a huge wake-up call to all of us.
When you think of children being kidnapped, I don't think of a 14-year-old teenage boy being thrown into a car at 5 o'clock on an afternoon.
We've always taught our kids to be gentlemen and good women. And when an adult stops the car and says, please give me directions, you're going to stop. And well, that's how we've brought our kids up. Yeah, I have the goodness of his heart, which is one thing that he's really, really battling with is, Mum, how do I go from having manners to trust no one?
Well, I can so identify with that because, I mean, I'm such an advocate for kindness, and I always tell my children that you need to help people that need help. Now, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, well, jeepers, am I putting them in a position of vulnerability if I'm allowing them to be kind to people?
Yes, yeah.
So, where to from here? Is still allowed to ride his bike to and from school, or, I mean, what's going on now?
So, for me, it's like we're trying to create independent adults. Now, I'm saying, you know, I need to know exactly where you are 24/7. We need to make sure that Coca-Cola ad keeps coming to mind. Better together. Just make sure you're in a group. Just make sure that when you cycle, you're with people. Don't do this on your own. Make sure that, you know, mum knows at all times, or I know that there's so many apps. The media have seen so many women are concerned because their children have to walk to school. What now? You know, that's the reality. And maybe getting a phone with an app that can send messages or whatever as quickly as possible so we know at all times, you know, if our children are in danger.
Mm. Well, we thank you so much for your time and for coming forward. And hopefully, you know, this message can get out. And as you say, better together. Like, get into groups. Don't isolate yourself. Be visible. Don't be silly. Don't go running by yourself at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Exactly.
We thank you for your time and lots of love.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Jane Lily Thomas on KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.